joining us now is Ronit Garber from 2.0 Strength and Fitness, a fitness and lifestyle coach who helps people build strong, healthy bodies and sustainable habits. With 2026 just around the corner, today we're talking about what getting in shape will really look like next year. Ronit, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always an exciting time of the year, the end of the year, kind of exhausted. Then we manage to relax a little bit, really try and charge those batteries and get excited for the next year. So people very often, when they think of a new year, Ronit, and I'm sure you know this only too well in your business, is they thinking new year, new body, but it can be overwhelming. And so what would you recommend for our listeners? How should they be thinking about fitness heading into 2026?
So yes, that's a great question. And obviously we deal with this very, very often. My take on all of this is that I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I don't believe in, you know, new year, new me. I'm all into, you know, always a new me. Every day is a new opportunity to find the best version of myself. And I think that starting training and especially joining a gym can be very overwhelming and intimidating for a lot of people, which I totally relate to and understand. And I think that's one of the biggest factors with people delaying the starting this journey. So my advice, I always tell people, you know, if this is how you feel and you feel I don't have capacity to fit this in my life at the moment, there is so much we can do to keep active literally from the comfort of our bedrooms. There are so many things you can do, so many exercises, body weight exercises, lunges, squats, even just taking the dog for a walk. Any movement, just getting off the couch, is more movement than you were doing before. And if that's what it takes to get you started, then go for it. That is all that you need to be focusing on, is just starting.
Just do it.
Go for a walk. Take your kids for a walk, walk the dog, and start from there. Just put in a little bit of movement, 10 minutes every single day.
And then you look back and at least you can go, wow, I've achieved something. So you've got the momentum going, because I like, as you said, every day is a fresh new approach, a new you, a new way of being. So what do you think, Ronit? I mean, in your experience again, you know, for you, you're saying every day is a new experience, which is a wonderful thing. And if people decide, okay, I'm going to start off with walking the dog, and we know that there are so many wonderful little videos, so you can even watch a video and you can do it, as you say, in your bedroom. But what I don't know, what gets in people's way? What stops them from sticking to their fitness goals? What happens? What goes wrong?
So I'll tell you what goes wrong. I think people rely on motivation. So that is why we have the epidemic of New Year's resolutioners. It comes the beginning of the year and they've got this burst of energy, this burst of inspiration and motivation to turn everything around. It's not only their health and their bodies. It's the time of year when people start to organize their cupboards and, you know, go through their clothes and their wardrobes and reorganize their life. It's the new beginning. It's that feeling of new beginning. And unfortunately, that feeling wears away very quickly, as we all know. I think 2 weeks into the year, it's safe to say we already feel like it's time for another holiday. So the first thing I say to people, and it's the hard truth and it's hard to hear, but motivation doesn't exist. What exists is consistency and building habits. So when people say, I just don't have the motivation, unfortunately for me, that isn't a good enough excuse not to gym. Unfortunately, everybody needs to be active. If we want to live long, healthy, mobile lives, we all have to, you know, move our bodies in whatever way works for us and whatever way is comfortable. Motivation, it's good to kind of ignite the spark, but it's not going to keep us in the game. That's why I always say, find a mode of exercise that you can find yourself being consistent in the long run. You don't have to be in love with that mode of exercise. I always say, you know, find the mode of exercise that you can find yourself being indifferent to. You don't have to love it, you shouldn't hate it, but you've got to show up. And eventually, you know, you put it in your diary, You know, 3 times a week with my personal trainer. I'm putting in my diary like I would do with a dentist appointment. And you keep showing up for yourself. And eventually, and very slowly, you start to build a habit. And once you start building that habit, you start seeing results. And once you start seeing results, you feel good about yourself. And that's self-motivating. And that's how the cycle begins. And I see it over and over again. And it really is, there really is a lot of truth in that, is that it's not the motivated people that stick to it. It's the people that are committed to the cause. They see the greater good in it. They see the value in it. And they've made a conscious decision to start this journey. And then the wheel just turns by itself.
What a great bit of advice and some insight, Renette. So people, you know, if you do kind of fall off the wagon, in other words, let's say you do start off motivated and you've decided this is what you're going to do and you start off and then you're not as consistent, instead of thinking you have to find this motivation all over again, which is why a lot of people don't do it, you're saying, you know, just a few little things, commit to that, whatever it is you want to do, but commit to it, continue with it, build a habit. So you're getting the momentum of the consistency as opposed to this motivation pushing you. So if you have to look at mindset, what should people be working on, Renette? I mean, is it you do it and then you celebrate? So you're like rewiring the brain. What part does mindset play? If it's not a motivation thing and you're going to be doing it consistently, how do we work on the mindset part of that?
Well, I think that, you know, everybody has to have a good sit down and think about what they want for themselves. What do they want going into 2026? Do they want to lose weight? Do they want to gain weight? Do they want to put on muscle? Are they feeling that they've got, you know, aches and pains that they never had before? Do they want to, you know, do their absolute best to ensure a long, healthy, mobile life? Whatever your goal is, whatever you want for yourself in terms of anything physical, whether it's aesthetic, if it's just for health, what do you want? It's with any question in life, you know, what do you want? And, you know, you see this with children, unfortunately, they want what they want now, and they're not willing to, you know, take themselves right now out of the picture and just see the bigger picture in front of them. So I think if everybody had to have a long think, and, you know, we help with these conversations, you know, your listeners are welcome to give me a call and I can talk them through this process of, you know, what do you really want? And sometimes people think, oh, I just want to lose weight or I just want to do this. But sometimes I found that the answer is a lot deeper than that. And it's a lot more fundamental than that. And sometimes what they actually want is to be consistent, not necessarily to, you know, lose weight or whatever. It's just that fact of being able to say I was consistent at something is a huge, huge reward to that in itself. So I think if once somebody defines what they want, which isn't an easy question to answer. So for some people it's easy. For some people they don't know. Some people they just know they've got this guilty conscience. They should just be moving more. Whatever that motivation is, tap into that. You know, define it, write it on paper, and then commit to it. And don't, you know, a lot of people also come into the new year, guns blazing, 6 days a week. I always advise newcomers, you know, let's start with twice a week. Let's see how you go. Once we're training consistently for twice a week, let's up it to 3 times a week and see how you feel. You know, this is something that you want to be doing for the rest of your life. There's no timeline. You know, this is something that you want to be doing for the long run. It has to be sustainable. It has to be manageable. It has to be at a time that's convenient. It has to be with the people that can keep you in the game. And, you know, accountability is a huge one. It really is. Having the right community and the right people and the right support group around you who understand your goals and who are equipped to help you attain your goals. All these little things really help people on that process. And you know, going back to mindset, just going into it thinking I don't have to do this alone. There are people out there, there is a team out there who know how to, you know, help me attain my goals. Let them guide me. It's a huge weight off your shoulders to be able to do it with a community and not have to dare it alone.
Always, absolutely, always, always. So for the person who's listening now and they're going to, right, they've decided they're going to do what you've said, And they're starting from scratch, really, so they know very little. Now, the first thing you've said is don't go in guns blazing 6 days a week because you'll burn out quickly. Look at it twice a week. What other pointers can you share with those who are kind of don't have much experience, they're sort of starting from scratch? Are there do's and don'ts in slowly building that momentum in terms of what they should be working and how they should be working out?
I really think that it's a very personal thing, and it differs from person to person based on their unique set of circumstances. What we do at 2.0 is that I personally have a phone call with each and every person who is interested in this journey, and we go and dissect what would work for them, and based on that, I set them up with the right coach, and we build a program for them based on their needs and on their struggles. It's very hard to have a blanket rule and a one size fits all, because everybody's circumstances are so unique and so different. And I really think that if somebody is looking to start this journey, they need to find the right person to help them. We all need help in the areas that we need help in. And and I think that there's so much resource out there to help people. But I think that first step, and the hardest step, and I see it, the first step is picking up the phone and making the inquiry, or taking out the gym membership, or YouTubing a yoga class. That first step is always the hardest. Once you've almost broken the seal, it starts to flow a lot easier. But also for people to know that they're not unique in this challenge. Many, many people feel stuck. Many people don't know where to start, and it's a very normal thing to feel. Exercise isn't an easy thing. It's very hard. It's sore. It's tiring. I think our bodies, we used to just pleasure and relaxing and making ourselves as comfortable as possible. And exercise initially feels like you're going against that. You're putting yourself in a painful situation. So obviously it's going to be something hard to start. And that's why I say, but only once you start to understand the benefits and feel and see the benefits. Your listeners probably think, who's this crazy woman talking, about how amazing exercise is, when all it is, it's just pain. But it's something that once you're in that routine and you know what it feels like to be consistent at something and to show up for yourself in a way, and you're putting yourself in that uncomfortable situation in order to grow, it's so incredibly rewarding, and it goes far beyond just, weight loss or something physical.
And I love that you don't want to restrict yourself with these hard and fast rules. I love that everyone is unique, that we all have certain things that we like or don't like, our strengths and weaknesses, but you're making it relatable to everyone. And so really, just to summarize, you're saying, you don't need the motivation. You don't need to go, this is it, it's this, it's all or nothing. You're saying start off small, just do it. If it's a few little things in your bedroom, just do it. Do it consistently. And then you'll look back and you'll start to see the rewards, reap the rewards, and that will continue. That will give you the motivation that you need. And do it with people, have a community, get a trainer, so that it's all these are attainable goals. So, Renee, thank you so much. So, how can people connect with you and start their fitness journey for 2026?
So my contact details are available on my Instagram page or my website. My Instagram page is 2.0_gym. They can look me up. My WhatsApp number's there. I've also posted some free workout videos for holiday specifically. If people are feeling that burst of motivation, they're welcome to head over to my page and they'll see some free training programs posted there for them to do wherever they are, at the beach, at home, easy. Short, quick workouts just to kind of get the momentum going a bit.
Love it. Love it. Can't wait. I can't wait to watch them. Renée, thank you so much for joining us. It's been
That's
great having you on the show.
a
Thank you.
pleasure.
Thank
Thank
you.
you for having me.
Bye-bye. Renée Garber, getting in shape for 2026, and it's 2.0 strength and fitness. So that's 2.0_gym. And I'm going to go look at those videos. And I just love that she's so understanding this idea that we've got to climb the mountain. She says, you don't have to climb the mountain. Just take the first step. And I love that. I can take the first step. Can you take the first step?